Hi, I want to encourage someone today because I've been thinking about this today. This is kind of what's going on in my head is we're all trying to find our place in the world, right? We're born, we go to school, college, get married, have kids, die. Okay, well, you might retire between then. And while all of that is happening, you're trying to find where you belong, you're trying to understand the world, you're trying to fit in. You're trying to find something that makes sense to you, that you can finally rest in, that gives your soul peace, right? At least that's how I see it. Let me know. But I feel like I've always searched for peace. I've always searched for understanding. Like, let me find something that makes sense to me, that in this world can accommodate how I feel and how I see the world, right? But when you grow up in a world that is built so specifically, not everyone is going to find that peace immediately. You know, not everyone was built to do one thing. Not everyone was built to have the exact same timeline as everyone else. We're all on different journeys. And what I noticed as I grew up is I started to have so many different thoughts and feelings and understanding of the world. And I had different feelings towards certain things, you know? And I just thought like, well, my feeling towards a certain thing isn't very popular, so I'm just gonna shove it down. And I started to notice that I would try to make my feelings fit into whatever situation, to whatever was the least inconvenient thing for a person, place, or thing, right? I tried to make things as easy as possible for people because I didn't want to disturb what was already going on, disrupt how things have always been. But I quickly noticed that when you fall into people pleasing, you start to deny how you feel. And something huge that I had to learn is that you're going to feel no matter what. So if you feel disrespected, if you feel unacknowledged, if you feel unseen, if you feel like your opinion doesn't matter, if you feel hurt by a certain situation, but you're trying to minimize pain and keep the peace because you were born in a world that commercializes that in a way of like, we all need to just maintain the peace and keep the peace. But most people do not have peace, and they're trapped into this mold of they're trying to do what works for everyone. It's always worked this way, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't bring true freedom for your soul, for your mind. It doesn't bring true freedom for your spirit. It keeps you enslaved. And so what I'm learning still as a human is if you feel a certain way, that's how you feel. That's how you feel. And you don't need to apologize for how you feel, right? What you do with your feelings matters, right? There is accountability in action. But how you feel and how you see the world, you should never apologize for that. That's how you see it. And a lot of the times I'm learning through scripture and how God sees me, but he knew who I would be before he created me, right? In Psalm 139, verse 13, it says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them." God knows every single part of you and how you were made, and he cares about how you feel. And here's the secret that I am learning about life. If you run away from how you see the world, how you feel, how God inclined you to be, then you're truly running away from your purpose. You're running away from the beautiful person that God created you to be. And everyone is an individual, and everyone is different, and everyone is inclined towards different things and sees the world differently. And those are all beautiful things to be acknowledged in this life, correct? I think so. I think diversity, and I think the way we think being differently, is so beautiful, and it shows God's creation, right? So effortless, but and so intricate, yet it all works together. But when we're trying to all keep the peace, keep things the way they've always been, and ignore God's calling, ignore God's voice in our lives, we lose a huge part of ourselves. And so that part that you're searching for, that you've been looking for a long time, it's found in Christ because he created you. And the deeper you go into this, the more you start to understand why you're inclined a certain way. You start to receive the blueprint that God actually laid out for your life, okay? And that is only found through a relationship with Jesus. And that blueprint is ultimately the key that you're looking for, right? It has the answers for things. And it's not always you're going to know exactly what you were meant to do. However, I just want to encourage someone, if you are in life right now, which luckily anyone watching this video is alive right now, so you're kind of in life, you're in the game, there's something out there for you. And if you feel like you don't fit in, nothing that you've tried opting in for has worked out for you, you don't feel seen, you don't feel like this world was built for you, maybe God's asking you to create it. Maybe you're supposed to be the first to create something. Maybe you're supposed to have that idea and have faith and actually put that into action, actually have enough faith to start that thing that God's been giving you an idea for. You don't have to just accept what's happened, what's going on. You don't have to accept it. The piece that mostly matters, it's not keeping the peace, it's creating the peace. Right? When you have God in you, you carry the peace and you can change the atmosphere. You can create peace where there's no peace and you can truly find the answers. And once you start following the peace because you have the peace in you and you're not actually trying to keep the peace, right? You are living authentically through the eyes of God, through the voice of God, through the way that he's created you to be. If instead of just keeping the peace, you start bringing the peace with you, creating the peace in life, you're going to have the stillness in your mind, in your spirit to actually hear God and then walk out the path he has for you. And instead of living a life where you're trying to mold into things and you're ignoring every part of you that makes you you, right? Every single thing that you know, maybe hasn't been acknowledged in the world, you haven't seen before, or has been criticized. Listen to the voice of God. That's the only voice that matters. And have enough faith to seek that out. And if you just read scriptures, you're going to see how much God loves you. Truly, truly. He created you and he cares about all the things in your heart. He cares about how you feel about everything. There's a reason you feel inclined towards things. There's a reason you feel differently than other people sometimes. And maybe that's because God has given you a solution for a problem they don't see. There are things that haven't been created yet. There are things that require your obedience. And so instead of being a people pleaser, right? And living this sad little life where you're trying to not ruffle any feathers. No one loves that version of you, by the way. No one loves that version of you. It's a lower version of yourself, right? You are called to be a loving person, 100%. But people pleasing isn't love. It's not love. You're actually operating out of fear. You're trying to maintain the peace, maintain a certain image. You're lowering your standards and your boundaries so that you can maintain relationships. You're trying not to bother anyone or bother or ruffle the feathers of structures of the way things have been, you know? But I feel like when God gives you eyes to see, that's a responsibility. And if you just have enough faith, if you start to get your self-worth from God and not from human beings, if you start to get your self-worth from God and not the world you grew up in, if you start getting your self-worth from God and you stop running away from yourself and you start running towards God, You will find peace. You will find freedom. You will find creativity. You will find the blueprint of your life. And yeah, hopefully I can encourage you to love the life that God has given you, to love the fact that you're unique, to love the fact that you see things differently. And yeah, this life is to be created. You don't need to accept what's happening, what's going on. You know, preserve yourself, your soul. Let it be kept by God. That's where you find the peace. Allow God to keep it. You're in safe hands when Jesus keeps your soul. Okay, you're in safe hands, and then you can start living your life instead of constantly running and searching and conforming and people pleasing and living in fear, right? But yeah, hope this inspired someone. Bye.